Hope you're having a meaningful Tzom Gedalia. So one of the questions, which I'm sure many of us struggle with, is what is the lesson that we're supposed to glean from Tzom Gedalia? I mean, we know it's one of the four fasts commemorating the destruction of the Beit Hamikdash. We're so inspired, Rosh Hashanah. So, you know, we're now going to change our lives and show Hashem what the new, improved Jimmy or Joanne looks like. And then we have this fast day. And what are we supposed to focus on in our avodas Hashem? So we'll just quickly review what happened on Tzom Gedalia. On Tzom Gedalia, the book of Yirmiyahu recounts how the Jewish people had already been exiled in the era of the first Beit Mikdash. Beit Mikdash was destroyed, but the governor, Gedaliah ben Achiakim, is appointed to reign over Israel, over Judea, by the Babylonians. And there's new hope. And those who had remained in Israel say, hey, maybe we can start rebuilding. And they start plowing the field and rebuilding and hoping that maybe they can rebuild the Beit Mikdash and rebuild that which was destroyed. And then, just as all that good news is happening, this man named Yishmael ben Netanya comes into the scene. He's coming from Ammon. Now, the sages explain that this Yishmael man, he wanted to be the new governor. He felt that his family situation was one that he deserved to become the new governor. Why is this Gedaliah guy getting all the cover, getting all the honor? And now he's warned by his friends, Gedaliah is, that this Yishmael guy, he's just trouble. But he doesn't take that, he doesn't heed the warning. Yishmael comes and murders Gedaliah and all of his compatriots, the Jews and non-Jews are all around him. And the last hope for the Jewish people in that era is destroyed. And thus, the prophets enacted a fast day commemorating this terrible tragedy, essentially the end of the era of the Beit Mikdash. So it's a terrible story, but what are you supposed to glean from it? That don't be like Gedaliah, don't be too trusting. That's true. But, meaning there are times when we have to be judge people at Kavzchut, but also be practical and take practical precautions. As you can hear, Alicia has a different perspective. Alicia thinks that perhaps the answer is very simple. What drove Gedaliah, Yishmael to do what he did? Jealousy. It was jealousy. And as Pirkei Avos teaches us in the fourth chapter, Hakinah v'taiva v'kavod motzim et adam min ha'olam. Jealousy drives you from the world. It drives you from being your true self. And so perhaps this day is a day to focus on not being jealous and getting rid of jealousy as we begin our new year, to not get rid of that jealousy. Now, of course, it's only natural that feelings, that thoughts of jealousy will come into our brain sometimes. That's just very natural. That's how we're built. And we see other people perhaps more successful in some ways. And we just want what they have. So it's only natural to have those thoughts. And that's okay to have the thoughts. But the problem is to focus on the thoughts, to let them grow and blossom and infiltrate our minds and bring us to negative actions. That is a big, big issue, one which led to the destruction of the Beit Mikdash. And of course, Yishmael is not the first person to act upon jealousy. As Aleph Beta talks about, the story of Gedaliah and Yishmael parallels exactly what happened in the story of Yosef and the brothers. Yishmael throws them into a pit, into a boar. There's 10 men who assassinate Gedaliah. So there's a lot of parallels. And jealousy was what destroyed us, and jealousy is what's going to get us out of here. So how do we get rid of jealousy? Well, first step is to be aware that it's coming through our consciousness. And then second step is to beef up on our emunah. The more we realize, like we were talking about yesterday on Rosh Hashanah, that there's a one God, that everything happens with hashkacha, that we have a specific role in life. We're given our exact talents to fulfill our purpose. The more we think about that, the more we talk about that, the more we every day remind ourselves of that Hashgacha Pratis, the less room there is for jealousy to come to our minds. A second piece of advice that Rabbi Zelig Bliskin suggests is pray to God when you're feeling these feelings of jealousy. Ask Him for help to overcome these emotions of jealousy. And third, the more we beef up on our gratitude and our simcha for all the blessings that we have in our life, the Edu, Ashira, Samech, Machalko, the less space there will be for that jealousy to arise. And Hashem bless us this new year to uproot jealousy, to take this day of Tzom Gedalia, to learn the lessons of our past, and instead to focus on simcha, to focus on a year full of true simcha by being happy with our lot. I hope you have a meaningful day, and I hope you enjoy these Torah lessons.